debts that have fueled China Evergrande's growth expansion over the past years are now biting back to threaten its existence. A deadline to pay interest on a $2 billion US offshore bond came and went without any announcement from the company. A second $47.5 million US dollar payment is due at the end of the month.
The base case scenario right now is that Evergrande will just miss this coupon payment. This coupon sum up to around 560 million USD in September and October.
Evergrande accounts for about 20 billion of the 170 billion US dollar denominated Chinese bond issuances. Its debt woes amount to over 300 billion US dollars. And this has sparked fears of a default wave as bond prices plunge and yields skyrocket for other issuers.
If this situation continues and the market confidence is never restored, then it will be quite a disaster for the sector because not many developers can survive in a market that cut off all their financing channels.
The property sector accounts for about a quarter of China's economy. Fitch Ratings has cut its growth forecast for China as it expects a property slowdown to weigh on economic recovery. Others see the same headwinds.
The structural slowdown in China may see growth hitting low rather sooner than it ought to. We still see growth this year somewhere in the ballpark of 8 to 8.5%. Instead of moderating back to about 5.5%, you may get something sharply lower at 4.5 to 5.
Fears over Evergrande's debt squeeze have roiled global markets. Year to date, shares of Evergrande are down more than 80%.
A number of other developers are more or less in the same boat. You can see very high short-term leverage in many of the smaller to mid-sized Chinese developers with, short-term cash flow equivalent, not enough to cover the liabilities that it's come due.
Tightened rules on debt and excessive borrowing are partly the reason why many Chinese developers are in trouble. Like Evergrande, several big developers have also crossed regulators' thresholds for debt ceilings, which bar them access to new bank loans. In the near term, experts say policy controls and tight mortgage applications will likely keep China's property sector muted.
So not only the home buyers lack the willingness to buy, the developers are also becoming so conservative when it comes to land investment. So the sector fundamentals are weakened significantly. It may even take years to recover.
Mizuho says an Evergrande default is a foregone conclusion and a government rescue is not a base case and will only be triggered if it causes social instability.
It's going to be a very targeted one where obligations to home buyers and to some extent the retail investors and some of the employees who got caught up in the wealth management products, they will probably be attended to first.
Analysts say possible outcomes could be a debt restructuring that involves maturity extension and haircuts or a debt-to-equity swap.
I believe what will happen is they'll swap all that debt into equity and the banks will end up owning big chunks of Evergrande as equity instead of owning their bonds.
But with little clarity on what's ahead, investors will likely remain cautious.
There's enhanced risks towards investing in the Chinese market. So if investors are looking for opportunities there, they need to look for opportunities that where the rewards balance out those risks.
While the fallout may push investors to seek yield in other parts of Asia, prolonged risk aversion could also result in a regional sell-off.
If Evergrande defaults are taken in the worst iteration, this will substantially lift default rates from current 3 to 4%, you essentially get it either tripling or quadrupling. And that kind of effect could see fear and cash being pulled out, sometimes forced to liquidate.
As Chinese developers continue to deleverage, Some say any contagion effect will still be contained.
It's a limited scope, targeted detonation of a very smaller part of the property sector. Without the cash flow strain, it is still a company with valuable projects on its balance sheet.
In any case, Evergrande investors will be left with some hard decisions.
If it's going to be some model along the likes of H&A, which was a very prolonged bankruptcy, then you know that patience and not needing the capital that has invested in it are preconditions. Whereas if it's going to be somewhere closer to Hua Rong where a kind of rescue comes about, then maybe one could be a little bit more hopeful.
There won't be any upside. I mean, when we look at liquidations or debt equity swaps in other companies around the world, equity holders, and they're unsecured creditors as well, so they're not in the queue to get paid out.